but we probably have just a lot of executives.
Like graduation?
Yeah. 6 hours in the summer, 11 in the fall, 8 in the summer, 11 in the fall, 7 in the
summer. What's this? In 3 years?
I go 6 hours in the summer. Go 6, 11, 7. 6, 11, or 6, 11, 8, 6, 11, 7. And I'm done.
Not a gigantic meeting.
What do you think, huh?
Yeah.
2 years. I'll make it in 7 years then. I picked up the pace the last
year. Great galore.
Is that a half a minute?
Yes.
When it says here, you shall consult the calendar of minutes for 1 week. Okay. It's a pronoun. Would you got to have an
adjective?
Would you got to be third person singular? And so when you look at the context, the only thing that you really have, the only three options are the triple, the prince, which is plural. It can't be that. Or Messiah. Or the prince that shall come. The prince that shall come or the Messiah would be the only two options. And with that, the prince that shall come, what I've been told is it's the subject. The object of the preposition probably is the best to choose the subject. In fact, what Jeff told me is that it has to be identified.
I don't think it has to be. No, I don't think it has to be. The antecedent, a relative pronoun, you know, can refer back to its antecedent, can be almost any function that it is.
Okay,
but
so it could be the
probably more likely. You run into more confusion if you do it the other way. In other words, if you've got two equal candidates, then I think I'd be more inclined to take it to Messiah. Because that's been the subject of the narrative, you see, and the other is kind of off to the side. But I don't think you could prove anything by that. I mean, in other words, you stake your eternal life on it.
Sure.
But I think that plus some other considerations.
Well, I didn't know because the way I was
told is that it's almost ironclad. But you see, a lot of the good commentators, say that it's a little debatable.
It's
not ironclad.
I don't think it's really ironclad, not grammatically.
But it would be more sense that he, Messiah, is the subject of the topic. If it's he and it's undefined, then
you've got two equal things. You've got two things there, and the two things that can fit with Messiah fits the best.
Okay.
But I don't think you could say, well, this is proof.
It's tied to
that. And that confirming of the covenant, that confirming, remember, that
to
cause to strengthen.
Which means it's
strong.
Already there.
The covenant is
already
there.
It's not just making it initially, but it's confirming one of
the things. I think that is your more critical point there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. That's one of my points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to Russell on the phone about that for a while.
Oh, you did?
That's kind of what we came to do.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yep. I'm really quite pleased with how much we're getting done on these translating, and how much variety we've gotten. I think we've gotten more than classes in the past have done. I think part of it is that you just go a few guys in this class, each one of you is getting awful good at it. You know, I mean, we're going faster. And we have the fast recovery marker out, I don't know. There are advantages to being in a small class. Then just the expenses, I suppose. Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, let's see.
He must be. See, he's gonna go. He's gonna go present that whole thing to the pastors. The pastor's going to look at that and go, can you synopsize that?
You choke a horse with that.
Can you give me that 25 words or less? I didn't either until Tony showed
up. I think Tony could choke an elephant with that thing.
You know, I said before, you can hit my pastor, you can look at that and take that thing. That
25 words or less. Yeah, help. Okay. Proverbs chapter 30 was where we left off, I believe. And That's around verse 9, I think we've gotten to. He finished 9? Verse Yod then, huh? Verse 10. What's up next? You sure he finished that?
No idea.
I think we got.
Okay,
yeah, my portion of bread. Let's take, okay, I think we've gotten to 9. Yeah, that was the end of 8. My portion of bread. Okay, so Penn starts a new one, verse 9. We're going to go to verse 10 here, and then verses 15 and following. Price, I think, Price, this is the one you want to look at, wasn't it, Price? Okay, so we'll do verse 9 and 10 here, and then we'll go to verse 15.
So 9 starts with 10.
Yeah, Penn, yeah.
I guess,
this is funny.
Here we go. Okay, 10, S, Ba, Wa, T, K, Sati, U,
Chapter 30, yeah.
Amar, Ra, Si, Mi, Yawa, U, Ben, Iwa, Reis, Wa, Ga, Ga, Ba, Ti, and,
Aloha, Sati, Shane,
hello, hey.
Aloha, yeah.
Aloha. Okay, lest...
It's to become full. So, lest I become full.
Lest I become full, and this would be...
They have deceived for this.
Did I become deceived?
Let's see. No, unless I become full and deceive.
Become full and deceive. There's an ending on it. Deceive.
No, this is just it's a perfect form. So it's just to remember kathavti. This is kachashti.
And I say, who is Yahweh? And lest I... Become,
this means become, or lest I become poor.
Poor, and I
this
probably
is steal.
Steal,
and I steal.
I steal, and this would be bring shame to the name of God.
Yeah, bring shame to the name of God, or they say violate the name of God. Okay, have a lot of interesting verbs there, and it's about the main thing. Starting a couple of series, imperfect series, you know, we don't see, it's good to get one of these because in your normal historical narrative, you've got converted imperfects. Here you've got converted perfects. So you start off with an imperfect, lest I become, there's your imperfect. And then you continue with wa plus the perfect form, you know, and deceive and say, Amarti, wa Amarti. And then who is Yahweh? And then you've got or lest, ufen, that breaks up the series, so you have to start over again with an imperfect form. There's your prefixed aleph, and then you continue with perfect forms again, two more of those. So it's good to notice those things. Okay, verse 10, Eric. Do not slander a servant to his master, toward his master. Do not slander a servant toward his master. And this is to curse. Hello.
He curses you.
And they've got, and you be held guilty here. He curse you and you be held guilty. Okay. Skipping down to verse 15. at some of these interesting poetic phraseologies here.
Interesting. It's a cognate, I'm certain of it. Asham.
Asham? Asham?
To feel one's guilt, it means.
Uh-huh. Gotta be. You never know. Okay.
There is a...
You know, those lost ten tribes went up to England and stuff, you know.
There's a form, Asham.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dictionary form. Asham or Asham.
Either interesting.
Isn't there a
Nepal thing? Well, that sounds familiar to me. To be Asham. Mm-hmm. Might have been a different group. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, verse 15, who's up next? Eric? No, Eric, you just did it. Doug? Verse 15. You're going to have lots of fun with this. This is poetic. Okay, this word person noun is leech. To the leech, or to the leech are two daughters. So the leech has two daughters. And then this is an exclamation here. Hav, hav means give, give. Shiloh should be just three, but it's three things, probably. Want to say three things. And that the hina would be the they, the three things they are not. This is to be satisfied. Three things are not satisfied. Three things they are not satisfied.
That's the same verb.
Same verb, huh? Okay. Okay, and this is probably a hif, but, well, no, not really. Yeah, and you have four are not, have not said. And then this is home, if they say wealth. Four have not said, or four never say wealth. I guess it's kind of a, it's one of those things where three things are not satisfied, four never say wealth. That is the idea of having enough or something. And then it'll list what those are. But it's in the context of, well, Sheol and so forth. And this is really interesting.
Is that first part, you know, the King James always says the leech has two daughters, give, mm-hmm. they cry, but isn't it saying the leech has two daughters, give?
That's a possibility. You know, they're just making a judgment because there isn't any verb there, and the two daughters could be give, give. You know, daughter number one is give, and daughter number two is give, or it could be saying. You know, to translate that literally, it's even more graphic in my mind. Here's two daughters. They're greedy.
The first child with a small base.
Yeah, mine has got a small base. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a little star above it,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if there's a possibility that they inserted the second bait and had the first one just kind of a shortened form, ha-ha, or something like that, too. Or just what the deal is there. But that's what it reads in mind, both.
15 from graphic that way.
Yeah. Now, in my snake, there's no smaller bait. They've got full baits for both of them. No star.
Is that yours? It's done by the same. Snake is done by the same one as this one.
Mm-hmm. And yours has a small bait, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, does anybody, what about Bibliobreca? Does that have?
No, it has more than that.
Oh, does it? Okay.
I have variances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a very interesting graphic picture. Okay, let's go on to the next verse, 16, and Peter. Mm-hmm. Listen to the four things now.
Okay, the grave.
Mm-hmm. Sheol. Yeah, it's Sheol, yeah.
Sheol and grave. Rahab, is that womb?
Yeah, and so what they give here is, kever is normal for grave. So Sheol is Sheol and the barren womb. This is an adjective for barren. Sheol, the barren womb. And then you have Eretz Lo.
There is not.
Yeah, land not filled with Mayim.
Filled with water.
Yeah, land not filled with water. So that's one of the other things. And then Ish.
Ish, is that
fire? Fire. Mm-hmm.
Fire did not say wealth.
Yeah, fire that does not say wealth. Fire that never says wealth. Fire that says never says enough. So probably the idea of unquenchable fire. Never ready to stop burning. That's interesting assortment of things here. But there's pictures of Sheol. It's got Sheol, and then, you know, the earth not filled with water, kind of a barren, dry desert type of an idea, and the fire, the unquenchable fire, but then it's got the barren womb in the middle of the whole thing. Interesting. Yeah, right. Okay. And then verse 17, kind of starting a new thought a little bit anyway. John, I guess you're back on deck here. It's separate, yeah. I've got a big gap in mine. After aim.
I don't have a big gap. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, that's it. In one of my texts, it's right next to each other.
Yeah.
Yigruha.
Yigruha.
Mm-hmm.
Orbe nachal v'yogruha b'nei nasher.
Okay.
I.
Yeah, I. Mm-hmm. It's in construct. Yeah, it's a verb for mocking. Mocking is fought.
Well, mocking, the eye of mocking to a father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think what they say is the eye that mocks his father or something, the eye that mocks his father. That's to despise. And despises.
And despise.
And that's to obey, they give here.
Okay. So that's
despises to obey, kind of a complimentary infinitive.
Okay. Despises to obey the
mother.
Mother,
mm-hmm.
Mother. Mom.
Mom, yeah. Yeah, well, no, see, the noun is the ravens next. The ravens of the valley is the subject, and they shall pick it, referring to the eye. The eye is feminine, I guess, because it's referring back to the eye. So the eye, the ravens.
Well, the ravens of the valley.
Yeah, shall pick it.
They pick it.
Yeah.
Her.
Okay. Yeah, they pick it or pick her, the eye.
Okay,
That's an eagle. So the sons of the eagle.
Sons of evil eat her up.
Yeah, she'll eat it. Yeah, eat her up. Yeah, she'll eat her up. So the ravens pluck it out, and the eagles, the sons, the little eagles eat it up, I guess. Yeah.
Sons of evil?
Eagle, like bird.
Oh, sons of eagle.
Sons of the eagle. The bird, you know, eagle with wings, yeah. Not evil, eagle. So the sons of the eagle shall eat it. Okay, yeah, if you thought it was the evil one, it would be even more graphic then. Cannibalistic. All right. Verse 18. Who's up next? Datorin, you want to take one?
Shalisha.
Say three things. Yeah, three things they are wonderful, right? Three things they are wonderful. And you might say too wonderful because it's many. Well, wonderful for me. Wonderful from me, the idea, you know, that comparison. So three things are too wonderful for me.
And four I do not know.
Yeah, and four I do not know. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if like this yadatim, the name must be just a paragogic thing or something. It looks like a plural noun, but it's... Yadati. See if they look it up and see what they call the main there. Well, yeah, that's a possibility. It could be the I do not know them. That's probably it. Normally you have an though, but with the T there, you just all you'd have is a main. Good point. That'll do it. And four, I do not know them. Okay. And Price, go ahead and describe those four things.
Derek, Hanes there, Bashamayim, Derek, Nakak, Alei, Tur, Derek, Haniya, Balev, Yam, Waderek, Geber, Allah,
okay.
The way of the eagle in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
The way of the snake on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
The way of the.
We'll give ship here.
Ship in the heart of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the way of a young man with a maid there.
Yeah, maid, I suppose. Alma, his virgin or maid.
Okay.
That's what they give it here. They had warrior for it before, I think. So, might check the word and see if it's.
You're bored.
Yeah, maybe this is a not so mighty, mighty man. Yeah. Take the dagesh out of the base and make it a segulet and kind of weakens it down a little bit. Whatever. Okay, it's kind of an interesting assortment of things again. The way of the eagle in the heavens, the way of the snake in the rock, the way of the ship in the heart of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid.
And the
heart of, yeah. The live, yam, in the heart of the sea.
Do you see these couplings or these combining things, he's trying to emphasize one, like in the first one, it might be sealed.
Yeah, it says three things and then four things. Yeah, there's a kind of a you kind of get an approach to a four state, you know, with the idea there, kind of sneaking up on something, and that could be the case. The question then would be whether it's the first thing or the last thing in the series that's the one that's really emphasized. And this latter set, it seems like he's kind of building up to the most complicated things of all, the way the man was made. You know, I don't know, but the other one. It seemed like that Sheol would be the predominant thing. Except maybe the last thing is the fire that's not quenched, you know. That might be the most severe image there, I suppose, if you think of it that way. That's an interesting theory. Then once you start getting into the poetry aspect of things, you know, you're beyond grammar now. You're kind of into a different realm. That's why it's good to look at some of this. I've never heard a sermon preached on the details of this, of some of these, you know, how they all interrelate. So, there's some food for some of you. Okay. Price, how far do you think you want to go with this? A few more?
We've got the basic. Yeah.
Is that the one you wanted? Okay. Yeah, I think that pretty much. Let's see, we went up to 18, didn't we? 19. Just to record what we did. Okay, and then Proverbs 27, verses 4 to 9. I think, who was it? Peter, is that the one you wanted to look at? Okay, 5 to 9. All right, let's take a look at that. Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
The Zechariah 12.
Okay, Zechariah 12. Yeah. I think you're right, around 8 to 10.
Through 12.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to 12.
Okay.
I'm listing some of these prophecies ones, so I've got Isaiah 55 and Ezekiel 1. We'll put that in Zechariah 12.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel 9. Good. Pick all the fun ones. Okay. We'll get into that fairly quickly here. I think after this, we're kind of done with Proverbs. Unless somebody else has got some more in Proverbs you want to do. I was thinking of Proverbs 8, but that gets pretty long. And we've already got even more graphic poetry than that was, so I think that'll be all right. If we got time, we can come back and do some other things. I do want to get some prophecy stuff done, though. So what do we got? We've only got three more sessions next week and one last week. And the test, the quiz was what, that last, no, Thursday, the week from tomorrow, week from today. So we've only got three more full sessions, so I guess we'll do this Proverbs section, and we'll start, and we'll take a look at Isaiah 55 after that. That's kind of a tame prophecy passage, and then we'll move into more difficult ones.
We'll do a test is over.
Exodus 12, 1 to 20, and Psalm 1 for translation. And since we've had a lot of high-powered tests in this class, so this is just kind of a quiz. This is one. This is not going to count like it'll count. No, it'll count equivalent. No, the Greek one maybe a little bit more, yeah. But the Greek one we've had easy quizzes. We haven't had any hard tests in Greek yet. But in Greek, I'm tempering the Greek a little bit because of the big paper you got. But you know, we do have one fun test coming up tomorrow. Okay, so today's Wednesday. Let's see. I guess we got tomorrow, full session tomorrow. We'll have, I guess we got four more sessions after this. We should be able to get quite a bit of prophecy done. Okay. Chapter 27, verse 5. Who's up next?
Okay.
Oh, you got the good ones here, huh?
That's in 15.
Oh, yeah.
Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, some of these are pretty familiar ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Eric.
The law,
Sutara. Reproof.
Who is reproof from?
Well, this meme is a little tricky. This is actually the participle. The meme on the next word is your comparison. But this means revealed. Megula is revealed. It's a participle. So good is reproof revealed from love hidden. Mm-hmm. So or better is reproof revealed than love that's hidden, to use our idiom. Okay. We've got passive participles, or both cases there, or pu'als, probably pu'als, look like pu'ya, they're pu'als in both cases. Okay, verse 6, Doug? Trust. So faithful are the. This next noun means wounds. Wounds of. Yeah, friend. The one who loves you. This word means plentiful. At least that's the way they translate it. But plentiful. And the next. These are all new nouns. Are kisses. Plentiful are the kisses of. I don't know if we had this verb or not. This is the opposite of a friend.
Yeah,
you know, one who loves you and one who hates. This is a hater. Somebody hates you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sana
to hate.
Yeah, sana to hate. So sona is the participle form for that, a hater. And this is with the longer form of the chulam well. Okay, so faithful are the wounds of a lover, but or a friend, but plentiful are the kisses of a hated one. Which for, oh yes, athar for plentiful?
No.
Oh, plentiful, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
plural noun.
Plural, yeah. Adjective is modifying a plural noun.
Yeah, this all part.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you've got a predicate construction, a predicate adjective, and they're putting the adjective first to put for emphasis. They're anarthrous. But these look like, both of them look like participles from verbs, though. But they're functioning adjectively. Okay, verse 7, Peter.
Taboos,
Nefesh, Reba, Kol, Mar, Hato. Mm-hmm.
Not
ringing the bell. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I can just remember it. A full soul.
Yes,
full.
A full soul.
Love the honeycomb.
Yeah.
That.
Right, and they give tramples here. Tramples the honeycomb.
Mm.
So it's even more graphic if that be the case for that verb. My check it. Yeah, taboos. Tramps. Mm-hmm. So a full soul tramples the honeycomb. Mm-hmm. So he fully runs across the honeycomb. He just walks over it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's hungry. It's we get ra'av famine from that.
Okay.
So it's
a hungry soul, but hungry soul, all bitter. That must be from Mara.
Right.
Masog.
Yeah, sweet. It's sweet. Every bitter thing is sweet, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. So when you really get hungry, anything tastes good. That's a wise saying. Okay. And if you're full, you know, even the best of things can make you sick. You don't want anything to do with it. I still can't eat roasted marshmallows to this day. My brother and I one time in the backyard built a campfire and we ate a whole bag of those things, and I haven't been able to eat one since. So it's a special. The principle is very valid. Okay. Did you find anything? Were you looking something up there, John?
I was just looking up taboos. It comes from Buddhist, but I'm looking at Buddhist now.
Okay. Well, it's
to trample upon and tread under.
Okay. And King James, what has King James said again?
Loatheth.
Loatheth.
Oh, I thought it said loneth.
Oh, no. Loathe.
That's really strange.
That's really strange.
Say, here, take it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Paragogic and it disappears.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, verse 8. That's up next. John?
Eight. It's four. No dede min kina kain ish no date mim kumo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Zippor.
Zippor is a little bird. It's a bird. That's like, right. Remember Zipporah, the name for Moses' wife?
As a little bird.
Mm-hmm. And this means to wander.
Okay.
It's a gem, it looks like.
From probably Adad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's probably a nifal and all kinds
bird,
of things.
Wandering. Wanders from.
Uh-huh. That's nest.
The nest, huh?
Mm-hmm. From its nest.
It's like a
perch. Mm, yeah.
It does. That's also.
Mm-hmm.
And wandering from.
Remember Makom?
His place.
Yeah, from his place. Right. So was a man wandering from his place. Okay. Verse 9. Tony, you want to take it? We're in Proverbs 27. We just did verse 8, and we're up to verse 9 in Proverbs 27. Uh-huh. Do you want to take it, or do you want to pass? Okay. Price?
Shemin wu katoret yesamach leiv umefek reehu me asap nafet.
Okay.
We've had the chart before. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I think we might have. It's perfume.
Oh.
Maybe we have. I don't know.
Maybe you
did. Yeah, katon we had, yeah. Okay, this is oil and perfume.
Oil and perfume.
Shemen is oil.
The heart?
Yeah, gladden the heart. Yeah, give joy to the heart. Make joyful the heart. Simcha we had for joy as a noun.
But,
we had that kind of at the end of verse 7 up there for sweet. A little bit different form of it there, but.
Sweet.
And sweet.
And sweet.
This is one, is a friend. Let's see, one's friend. Sweet is one's friend.
Sweet is one's friend.
That's a subject on
the end. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which. They give one's friend here. Yeah, sweet is his friend, I suppose you'd have to say. It's Ehu, it's got to be third person. So, sweet is his friend, referring to the hypothetical person you're talking about. That's probably the way they said ones.
Oh, we got full in the end.
Mm-hmm.
From,
this is counsel. I think we had
counsel
something like that, some advice or something before, maybe, but it's me atzaf is counsel from the counsel of the soul. So sweet is one's friend from the council of the soul. Don't ask me what that means.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it is.
So they sold the town from a friend who gives well thought out advice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or good advice.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, okay. You probably have to take the from is you know, one of the things that makes your friend sweet is the counsel of his soul that he gives you. Is that the idea? And that does make some sense.
Mm-hmm.
See, because he's saying ointment and perfume give joy to the heart, and you know your friend gives you sweetness from the counsel of his soul. That's what makes him sweet to you. Okay. I think part of it is you try, when you see them in there, you usually feel a comparison. You're trying to make it a comparison. If you do that, it doesn't quite fit. Yeah.
That red angel comes from Ra'ah, to feed, pasture, flock.
Oh, shepherd.
Pete Owens is treated as a friend, hit by ultimate friendship or holding intercourse with
him. Hmm. Interesting connection.
Is acquaintance, companion, friend, beloved, or lover. Neighbor, fellow.
Yeah, in the law, your neighbor.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and we see the same word a couple of times in the next verse. Who's up next? Eric, verse 10. Let's see, you only wanted to go to verse 9. Let's go ahead and do verse 10 too, and then we'll switch to something else. Okay, I think I remember some, at least the last part. Is separate that in the day of your calamity, so you've got do not go into your brother's house in the day of your calamity, and then tov, take that as starting a new clause. Well, you don't have that there?
Not going to.
You have just bayom and then tov right after bayom?
And then kabur and then bayom.
Okay, what's after bayom? The next word.
Oh, no,
really?
Always a jump up the next word.
Oh, did you? Okay, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, Shakane is a neighbor they give here too. Mm-hmm. Far away. Yeah. So better is a neighbor that's near than a brother far away. Okay. Good. All right. Does anyone else want to have anything in Proverbs that you wanted to look at? Anyone there? I think we can get. Well, let's turn to Isaiah 55. Start looking at some prophecies. This one's a little bit, you know, you'll recognize some of it, and I think it's real complicated, so I thought I'd start with something a little tamer, and then we'll bite off bigger chunks. Yeah, it's only 13 verses. That shouldn't take us that long to do. Yeah. That's what I was hoping it would do, so you get... Uh-huh.
You get two or three of them, then you get the rest.
if you get a majority of it, you can figure the rest by context. Okay, and who's up next? I forgot where we left off. Oh, Doug. Okay. All right. Let's call it being instant in season here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, right. You got it. And LV is the chapter. Nun He. And Nun is 50 and He is 5. What Asher? Yayin. Yayin for wine. Mm-hmm. That might be a cognate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yayin. Yeah, just a yozna. Okay. I mean, not here. Okay. Hoi here is ho. It's kind of an exclamation, you know, calling somebody. Hey, ho. No. Okay. Hoi. Yeah, really. Ahoy. Okay. It's to thirst. It's a participle. So everyone who thirsts. Every thirsting one. The ku is comparative from... Okay, or it could be go or come. Kind of depends on where you're. You know. You might take this as substantivizing asher here. So you might say he who, instead of just saying who, or saying he who. Yeah, has no money. He who has no money. He to whom there is no money. There's no money to him. Come, yeah. And this is to buy grain, I guess. Apparently it's got... Yeah, shavar. Yeah, destroy, break to shivers. You better check that. Let me see if it's the exact same word in the context varies. Because they get buy grain here. No, that aleph is part of the root.
Mm-hmm. They shall eat.
Yeah, buy and eat. Come buy and eat.
And
mm-hmm. And below is without. Yeah, without in not or without. Yeah, without. Okay, that's price. You mean the mechir? Okay, that's price. Yeah, without price. And yayin, wine, and chalav. Remember that? I think we had that. Milk. Wine and milk. Yeah, right. Buy wine and milk without, yeah, without silver and without price. Okay, good. Verse 2.
That word.
Yeah.
Shavar.
Yeah, you could put that down now.
They
yeah, Mechir.
To sell corn, but then there's a noun, shever, which means grain, and it says below that etymology uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Do they list the same root over again for the don't rake in pieces?
Apparently has very few uses.
You thrash.
Yeah, that might be the idea.
But to sell corn, to break it or break into pieces, the only thing I can think of is that corn is already broken into little pieces. Well, of course, this is not corn.
Well, there is that threshing idea, too, you know, where they...
threshing.
Hmm. Well, so much for that.
He was uncertain, so I guess we're not going
to... No. Right. Okay, who's up next? Yeah, go ahead, verse 2.
Rama, Kish, Kudu, Keta, Velo, Bethem, Vi, Yakim, Velo, Visava, Shimabu, Shamua, Delai, Wut, Ikalu, To, were Sith, Anag, Badesh, Shin, not Shikim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where you stop.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for why? Okay, this must be...
You could just say why or for what reason, for what? They give... I better give you this one because it's probably... We haven't had it before, but it says to weigh out. Why do you weigh out silver, or the idea of spending silver, you know, weighing it out to give? Of course, they, in the transactions, they had to weigh.
Why do you weigh out silver without food?
Yeah, without bread or... They're translating it a little bit different here. They translate without above, but see, below... Way out silver in that which is not bread, you know, for that which is not bread, what they're giving. Why do you spend silver for that which is not bread? Or, you know, the idea is it's without, you're buying something that's without bread, you know.
Not bread.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's a little, yeah, right. You can sense the idea, you can feel it, but it's hard to put it in words. And this next one is your labor.
And you, and your labor in that which is not for...
fulfillment, I suppose, or satisfaction, something like that. For that which does not satisfy, that which does not fill you.
Hearken?
Mm-hmm.
Surely you will hearken to me.
Yeah, or it's imperative, though, so hearken fully, or hearken carefully, or hearken, okay. Surely hearken to me, hearken carefully, I suppose.
Hearken to me.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's better.
To eat?
Yes, to eat. And eat, and this is an imperative again.
Okay, and eat... good.
Mm-hmm. Eat, and you might say that which is good. Eat the good. Eat good.
And
okay, this one is good. Let itself delight itself. The subject is soul. Is the end your soul? So let your soul delight itself in.
And
this means fatness.
Okay.
Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Yeah, check that one. That's got to be an interesting one.
It's reflective.
This anag.
It's defile future.
Mm-hmm.
Second person singular masculine or third person singular from anag.
Mm-hmm. What's anag? What did they get for the? Well, you have to look that up, wouldn't you? Okay. Is that the second bell already? Okay, we'll have to stop. All right, we'll pick up here and with verse 3 tomorrow.
Anag is delicately brought up, to be delicate, to delight oneself, to rejoice in anything.
Okay, so you've got a real reflexive sense then with the file.
Delight, pleasure, or enjoyment is a noun.
Okay. Thank you. Good.
On the second count?
Yeah,
I don't know if we're
Harris!
Yeah, bring it up.
I